Chapter 1, Introduction. This introductory chapter discusses the origins of land use planning and regulation. Next, we focus on land use planning and regulation in Vermont. And finally, we focus on today's legal structure. Origins of land use planning and regulation. Land use planning is not a new idea. The Romans designed their cities with two major streets that intersected at the center of commerce. In the U.S., the earliest municipal plans were designed for the cities of Philadelphia, Annapolis, and Savannah. These early plans reflected the vision and aspirations of a few people, as anybody who's gone through a municipal planning process in Vermont can attest. Today's planning processes involve extensive public participation. Contemporary land use planning originated in the social welfare movements in the early 20th century. These early concerns sought to address environmental and public health concerns that arose out of heavy industries. In 1916, the first land use regulations in the country were developed by the New York City Council. These early regulations established height and setback requirements and separated functionally incompatible uses. It wasn't long before cities and towns across the country began adopting similar regulations. It also wasn't long before these regulations received a challenge from landowners who challenged the constitutionality of the ordinances. Fortunately, in 1926, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of a zoning ordinance from Euclid, Ohio. The Euclid regulations were typical of the time in that they separated uses based on compatibility. Today, as it's come to be called, Euclidean zoning has fallen out of favor because it segregates uses, which obviously requires more land and relies on the automobile. Nonetheless, the Euclid case remains the prime example of a community's authority to plan for development and regulate land use. Land use planning and regulation in Vermont. In 1921, the Vermont legislature authorized municipalities to create planning commissions. These early commissions could propose comprehensive plans for public improvements, streets, bridges, and other public infrastructure, but it did not yet have the authority over private projects. 10 years later, the Vermont legislature authorized zoning. This early legislation created two boards, a zoning commission and a board of adjustment. The zoning commission would propose bylaws and boundaries for the districts. The board of adjustment would deal with appeals from the administrative officer and would grant what were known as special exceptions. Today we would call that a variance. It was 47 years before the legislature completed another substantial revision to the planning and zoning statutes. After the interstate highway system fueled economic development in the 1960s, land use planning began to focus on environmental protection and growth management. In 1968, the legislature enacted new legislation which for the first time listed the purposes for planning and zoning and prescribed the contents of the municipal plans. As we'll see later in this presentation, many of those requirements remain today. In 1970, Act 250 was enacted to provide regulatory review by the state for major development projects. To this day, a project must comply with the municipal plan in order to obtain an Act 250 permit. In 1988, the legislature enacted Act 200, which increased the focus on coordination among municipalities, the regions, and the state. In 2004, Act 115 focused on improving the appeals process, improving opportunities for affordable housing, and required any regulations to be in conformance with the town plan starting in the year 2011. In 2006, Act 183 provided incentives for development around town and village centers. Today's legal structure. As provided in the Vermont Constitution, local governments may only undertake activities that are specifically enabled by state law. This is known as Dillon's Rule. Fortunately, Vermont law provides extensive enabling legislation for a wide range of local land use planning and regulation activities. Chapter 117 of Title 24, which is often cited as the Vermont Planning and Development Act, or even just the Act, provides that authority. It also serves as a guide to the process, and the Department of Housing and Community Affairs regularly publishes a copy of Chapter 117, which you can get by contacting the department or contacting your local regional planning commission. Finally, this DVD and the handbook seek to provide what we've termed a practical introduction to land use planning and regulation. It does not cover all the topics, but provides a solid grounding in the fundamentals. We begin with one of the most important topics, understanding roles and responsibilities. Subsequent chapters address planning fundamentals, implementation of the plan, procedural issues, and conducting effective meetings and hearings.